In Arizona, sales of handguns are soaring, by one estimate up more than 300% in the days following the shootings in Tucson. The Monday after the shootings, gun shops sold 263 guns compared to 164 the same Monday a year ago. What's going on here? Steve Zacker is operations manager for Glockmeister Gun Shops with branches in Phoenix and Mesa. Steve, what are you seeing?
Throughout the week, we've seen a steady increase in sales of guns themselves. At the beginning of the week, we experienced an immediate and dramatic uptick in sales of high-capacity magazines. That has been sustained throughout the week, although, to be frank, we've actually sold out of the two most popular high-capacity magazines.
Now, this is the ammunition. A lot of people don't know this language. The magazines, this
sure.
is the high-capacity ammunition. In other words, it has as many as, what, 33 bullets in it?
Depending on the caliber, magazines can have different capacity. The largest capacity magazine for the 9mm gun is a 33-round magazine.
And you've sold out of that?
We did, and we restocked and sold out and restocked.
What are people telling you? Why are they buying that?
People don't necessarily voice reasons why they're buying things. It's important to note that the G18 magazine in particular, the 33-round capacity magazine, is for the most part a novelty item for sportsmen and gun owners and enthusiasts. It's not something that makes the use of the gun easy or necessarily normal because of its large capacity. It weighs the gun down and so on. So customers are coming in and just saying, do you have any of those? Because there seems to be a interest in them.
Well, the owner of your stores, Greg Wolf, has reportedly said that people are voicing concern that these high-capacity magazines are going to be banned after the shootings and all the questions that were raised, because to remind people, these high-capacity magazines that can fire off these 33 bullets in just a matter of seconds were banned under the Federal Assault Weapons Ban of 1994, but that expired in 2004, and when it wasn't renewed, the magazines were allowed. Under the ban, you know, a 10-round capacity for semi-automatic pistols was allowed. Why isn't 10 bullets in rapid fire enough? Why would you need to be able to fire 33 bullets quickly instead of 10?
Frankly, if you're going to go to the range, loading the magazine takes time. And so if you're going to go and you have a standard box of ammunition of 50 and maybe you take two or three boxes, a higher capacity magazine allows you to load less magazines in order to shoot the gun. And that's the enjoyable part of the sporting aspect of handgun ownership, is firing the gun. And so the appeal of high capacity magazines is for the general sportsman and enthusiast who simply enjoys firing their gun. Glockmeister does encourage high capacity magazines as some sort of advantage in any gun use setting.
And what do people tell you about, you know, the concerns of other people, especially after a shooting like this, that someone like a Jared Lee Loughner had to slow down and change magazines sooner, somebody could have grabbed that magazine out of his hand sooner, and there would have been less victims on Saturday. Do you pick up conversation about that?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. If there's any discussion in our stores regarding how rapidly a person can change out a magazine in a scenario like what happened in Tucson, that ends the conversation and that ends the sale.
Well, you just said the phrase stopping a sale. I want to ask you about reports that Jared Lee Loughner, well, the original reports were that he was refused the sale of these high-capacity magazines at a Walmart early Saturday morning, and he went somewhere else and was able to buy them. Since then, Walmart has released a statement not confirming that he was refused the sale, but simply saying that he left before a sale was finished. But have you ever refused to sell someone a magazine? Would there be a reason why you would refuse to sell someone ammunition?
Yeah, in any firearm aspect, our policy at Glockmeister is that if there is an uncomfortable air about the purchase, if the customer, potential customer, has said something that indicates they may harm themselves or someone else, that's the end of the sale. we would politely but firmly end the sale and excuse the person from the store or escort them from the store if necessary.
If your store has this subjective approach to selling ammunition, do you think that it should be taken one step further and there be some kind of screening for ammunition as well?
I'm not really sure where to draw the line. I'm not really comfortable with restrictions on ammunition, personally, as well as in the industry. I think that there should be a level approach to the process of purchasing a handgun or a long gun, which is a rifle, or ammunition. And currently, there's not. There's as you've observed, there isn't really anything overseeing ammunition purchases, at least in Arizona. I'm not particularly familiar with purchasing ammunition in other states. You know, if you want my opinion from the industry, I think that there should be a more uniform process throughout.
But just a question. Here you have terrific sales in the wake of the shooting, as your owner Greg Wolf said you would, predicted you would. A little twinge of discomfort at that?
Absolutely. It's not a time to celebrate great sales. But what we don't really enjoy benefiting from is these unusual spikes that result from the aberrations of firearm usage. And it's unusual behavior. I wish that people would be more relaxed about this. There's if as far as legislation or restrictions are concerned, it takes a long time for that to occur. What's happened as a result of the media interest is that now we are seeing, particularly in the last couple of days, more people coming into our stores in person with an interest in handguns that I don't know that they would have had an interest in handgun before.
Steve Zacher, operations manager of the Glockmeister Gun Shops in Mesa and Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.